Hi guys, welcome to episode 109 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Miss Zaya.
Hello.
And Isley should be joining us. He is on Skype, but apparently he's AFK. So
he's passed out the corner.
Yeah. I know he was having computer issues last week. He had problems on his main computer, and then he had to go to his laptop. But that thing overheats in an hour, so by the time we were done with the podcast, it was getting ready to die. But hopefully he'll pop in this week. I tried to call him, but his phone just rang. Anyways, let's go ahead and jump into new releases since we have a bit of stuff to go through. I don't know how much we'll get into necessarily, but we can just mention it. Out this week, we have Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition. It's also available on the PSN. Dynasty Warriors 7. It's on the PSN as well. Ratchet & Clank Into the Nexus came out as well this week. I've seen a couple of reviews and everybody seems to like it. I've never played the Ratchet game, so I don't know if I'll actually play this one. Wonder Book. There's two Wonder Books. There's Wonder Book Digs Nightcrawler, and then there's Walking with Dinosaurs. For some reason, Walking with Dinosaurs is $30, and Digs Nightcrawler is only $15. Maybe the length of the story. I have no idea what dictates the price.
Dinosaurs are awesome.
So they charge more.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're all, well, we might have some dinosaurs. They had to take out dinosaurs that no longer exist. Then they go, oh, that dinosaur's made up. I wonder if they have that new T-Rex in there. But Velocity Ultra is out on PSN, and XCOM Enemy Within is also available. And then, of course, Vita gets the Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition as well. And then, of course, we'll have this week, I know it came out, I believe, 2 weeks ago, but there's Killzone, Shadowfall for the PS4, Battlefield for the PS4, Call of Duty, I believe, you could pick up last week. But these, since the system launches week, I'll consider those new releases this week. Assassin's Creed 4, and then Contrast on the PSN should be available on Friday, as well as Resogun Flower for the PS4.
Oh my god, I want to play that so bad.
I never actually played Flower, so I think I'm going to go. I played, which is funny, I played Flow and Journey, but I never played Flower, so I'll definitely be purchasing that on PS4, because everybody, like, I think it got, like, IGN gave it a 9.5. Like, they love it. And I know that was a game everybody talked about back in the day. I just never got into it. I was like, because maybe I just wasn't super into the indie or simple games like that, even though I liked Flow. But yeah, so I'll be getting that on the PS4.
I really should. I'm not gonna get a PS4 anytime soon, so maybe I'll go get it. But Resogun looks so cool too.
Yeah, Resogun looks really nice. They were
bullet hell games.
Yeah, they're playing that on IGN. They were playing that, and although over the stream the quality wasn't that great, but the game, everybody says it looks really good. Uses voxels. But let's see. PlayStation Plus gets a discount on a ton of things. I'm just going to list off a couple of them, like Atomic Ninjas, Beyond Good and Evil HD, Call of Wars, Gunslinger, Cloudberry Kingdom, Dive Kick, From Dust, I'm Alive, Ibnob, Kickbeat, Mad Riders, Outland, Rayman 3 HD, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale for the Vita, The Expendables 2, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Street Fighter Cross Tekken, Shoot Mini Robots. let's see here. No PS1 Classics, no PS2 Classics. DLC. Beyond Two Souls got some DLC, which I thought was really interesting. I don't know why I didn't think it would. I mean, Heavy Rain had DLC. But it's a, let's see, Beyond Two Souls Advanced Experiments, and I believe it's about a half-hour additional segment where you're testing Jody's abilities to, in these experiments, to test her reactions and to plan stuff by using Aiden. It sounds interesting, and I'm wondering if it would add any more story elements. It's only $5, which is really nice. It's not like 10 or something. I'll probably check it out at some point. I'm curious where it falls in the timeline. Because it wasn't like the timeline in Assassin's Creed 2 where it had two DNA segments missing.
Yeah.
In this game, like, there was no spaces. So I'm curious if it'll fit in that timeline, because every time you load up a chapter, it shows how much of that, like the story you've uncovered so far using a DNA graphic. But I'll probably play that at some point. The BioShock Infinite Burial at Sea DLC came out as well. I know some people were complaining because it was a little short. They got through it pretty quick, apparently. But Ken Levine defended it, which is fine. It's like it's DLC, whatever. But I'll probably wait till the second one comes out. That way I can play them both back to back. Because then it's $15 on its own. But I'll probably end up buying the season pass just to make it cheaper for the both. Because I believe it's what season pass is, $20. And then I'll just play it then. I'm not going to get it now because I don't want to wait. And then there's, let's see, demos for Castle Storm, Final Exam, Grid 2, and How to Survive. And then, yep, so let's see here. Moving on to the first bit of news. for those Diablo 3 fans, since the game is, of course, on PS3 and coming to PS4, they announced that Reaper of Souls will have a new adventure mode. And it's supposed to be like an end game for everyone kind of mode. It takes different aspects of the game and kind of puts them together to create these little challenges for people. It randomizes dungeon layouts and enemy spawnings with while also adding quests. So people that don't want to, it says here, there's apparently bounties that are introduced as well. And bounties in adventure mode assign you 25 tasks, 5 of each of Reaper of Souls axe. 5 for each of the axe, rather, sorry. That have you hunting unique enemies, killing bosses, clearing dungeons, and finishing other events. So that sounds pretty cool. Like, instead of having to. It's basically end game content, because there really isn't no. Or any end game stuff. It's like you just. That's what I had an issue with. Diablo, I felt like there was no. What
There's
was
no
the
reason to
purpose?
go back and play it after you beat it. That kind of thing.
Yeah, it was like the same way I felt about Borderlands and Borderlands 2. Like, why are these people going back and killing these H&Ms when it's. What's the point? It's. And why struggle to kill this giant monster to get this gun? You've already beaten the game. There's
Yeah.
no. And it's not an MMO. I mean, that gun doesn't carry over to the next one. It's different when there's DLC, but even then, it's like, come on, I'm not gonna waste my time. Obviously, people probably could have some fun doing that, so if that's what they want to do, they can. But I am looking forward to the Reaper Souls DLC. I'll be playing it on my Mac, of course. But in related Diablo news, let's see, Reaper Souls will be running at 1080p and 60 frames on PS4. And the characters on your PS3 will be transferable. And of course, wasn't the case when it came out in PS3, where your PC counterparts couldn't be brought over to your console version. But they will transfer between the console families, which is nice for those who started playing on PS3.
It
Let's see
kind of
here.
sucks though you can't. Can you not just transfer between console and PC? It's just like
Nope.
console only, PC only type thing.
No, because it's separated. Because the consoles aren't online. There's no auction house. Like, it's not. You don't
Oh,
have to be
okay.
online. So they
That
didn't
kind of
allow any
sucks.
character transfers.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you would have. Like, if I bought all this awesome gear off the auction house and then I transferred the consoles, it's like, well, then I'm, totally better than anybody else that I play with. But the way they added the Loot 2.0 system that they're implementing into the PC later. They're because they're getting rid of the auction house on there. That should chain things up and make it better for people. Naughty Dog teased, or didn't tease, but they said that Last of Us story DLC info will be coming tomorrow. It will be shown during Sony's PS4 pre-launch event. Let's see. Neil Druckmann posted on Twitter talking about it, and Sony's event will be online at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can look forward there. It'll be interesting to see what they announce for the story DLC. A new Lord of the Rings game, next gen one, announced by Warner, called Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor, was announced. It's apparently a original dark story of retribution for those who are fans of Lord of the Rings.
That's Isn't that like a bridging story or something that's supposed to bridge the two trilogies? The Hobbit and the original trilogy.
I'm not sure. I mean,
Was it that one or was it a different one they were teasing?
I don't know. I mean, this, it just says original dark story retribution. Blah, see. All the consoles, studio behind Guardians of Middle-earth, Shadow Mordor cast you as a ranger whose family was slain by Sauron's armies. This is reported by IGN. Having been killed himself, he's resurrected with wraith abilities and is ready to take on the Mordor hordes. The story involves the Rings of Power, but otherwise seems totally separate from Lord of the Rings canon. The Warner promises it will align. So apparently it'll align with the canon, it just won't be canon.
Oh, because I remember I didn't really look into it because I don't really care that much, but I remember seeing something that somebody was teasing a game that was supposed to be like a bridge story that connects The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's that one and they just like reported it wrong or if it's a different game that they're coming out with.
Yeah. Let's see here. Amazon opened up a PlayStation Network storefront where you can make purchases on the PSN through Amazon. Yes, Amazon's website now has a section devoted to the PlayStation Network where you can purchase digital games and content for PS3, PS4, and Vita. The storefront's now online and offers both games and things like downloadable content and everything. All the content's made available are to buyers through digital codes, which can be redeemed on the appropriate system. So you make the purchase there, it generates a code. Oh, great! This is awesome! Because this means I can do what I wanted to do. I didn't actually look into the story, but this is what I want to do, where if I could go and buy a game, have it as a code, and then I can give that game away on the site. So this will mean I can do that.
I wonder if they'll have lots of sales and stuff.
Okay, so this setup provides gamers with an alternative to purchasing games to the store hosted on the systems themselves and PSN's browser-based blah, blah. While the section of games offered are no different and many of the prices are the same, there are exceptions. And just list a couple current-gen games that are a little bit cheaper.
I'll take a little bit cheaper.
An added benefit of Amazon having a PSN store is it gives consumers additional ways to get their hands on PlayStation content. For instance, Amazon gift cards, including those obtained through something like Coinstar, can now be used to instantly purchase digital PSN content. Amazon's currently offering a $5 credit on future PSN purchases with the purchase of select titles. The $5 credit is usable anytime through the end of 2014. Additionally, the kickoff of the launch, Amazon has provided us with... that's just for IGN. Never mind. They're doing a giveaway. So that's cool.
Oh.
So then I can do it where I can go to Amazon, I can buy the game digitally, generates a code for me, and then I can give that code out. That's great. This is perfect. Then that means I can do game giveaways.
That's pretty cool because I have like a $30 Amazon gift card credit.
And now you can buy
some stuff.
I know that's the one thing I hate. It's like gift cards. It's like when they're not. It's like, oh, it's an iTunes gift card. It's like, oh, great. Now I have to use it just for iTunes. And I hardly ever buy any music because I don't listen to music. It's like, okay, I'm in Breaking Bad. I'll buy Breaking Bad. Or I got to buy Sons of Anarchy, so I'll buy stuff like that. But Wreck-It Ralph.
I have a lot of, when I stopped going to college, I sold a lot of my books to Amazon. And I still have credit left over from that. And then just like random books and like games and stuff, I sent to them to sell. Because I wanted to buy Ezio figures on Amazon. So I did that, but I have like a ton of credit left over that I just never used. That'd be awesome if I can.
How much money do you get from the books that you gave them back?
It depends on the book. I got the ones that I sent back the first time, I got like $60. And then the second set of books that I sent, which were the last set that I had for school, got me like $100. So.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nothing, considering one of the books that I sent was $100 on its own, but, you know, when you're broke, it's pretty nice to be able to buy an Ezio figure.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see. Next, we got Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes has exclusive PlayStation content. There was a screen or a picture taken at the Kojima Productions press event that they've been doing, and for like rounds with a bunch of different people. But in the one picture that someone took of the poster, there's a screen that's on its side, or a TV screen on its side, and at the bottom you can clearly make out it says exclusive content for PlayStation platforms. And apparently it's been confirmed that by Kojima Productions that the upcoming prologue will have exclusive content on PlayStation. And they confirmed that it will be like additional, whatchamacallit, side missions and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. I'm curious how much more content that'll give for that price tag. Moving on, let's see. December's free PlayStation Plus games have been announced for Europe and North America via the PlayStation blog, reported by IGN. So we have like three different sources going on here. In North America, indie games Resogun and Contrast are going to be free. There's also a free starter pack full of credits and other goodies for free-to-play PlayStation 4 launch game Warframe. Europeans can also enjoy Resogun and Contrast along with PS3 Racer Grid 2, Liberty City Stories, and Song and All-Stars Racing Transform for Vita. Also, Guacamelee will be available for them. But, yeah. So, let's see. Moving on. What is going on here? Oh, Gamefly has a program going on right now where you can rent... You get a... It's a Gamefly trial where you can rent next-gen games. It's a month free. And I believe for a week, you can rent any next-gen game you want. So that's pretty cool. People don't want... Hell, haven't tried a Gamefly yet, or they can do that. Kojima said that there will be a shocking PS4 announcement coming this week, according to I believe it was a tweet he had, but it said apparently it will, quote, blow your mind, Hideo claimed. It's part of Sony's pre-launch event, and we know that, Naughty Dog's gonna announce their stuff, but who knows what it'll be, what's... So crazy. I believe it's going to be shown on Spike TV as well. But, yeah, we'll see what happens there. I thought I had more tabs open. I guess I don't. That must be a lot of the news. I know there's a lot of reviews that came out for games. I don't know why Polygon already has a PS4 review. Like, to me, that doesn't make any sense because, one, the console's not out. You just got the firmware update that added a bunch of stuff yesterday. And you haven't used it, you know, at home or in an environment or enough to say, hey, this is this and this is that. Like, I thought that was really weird. Like, IGN, Scott Lowe is going to take it home and he's going to do everything. He's going to play it at his house. He's going to use all the social features, the share functionality. He's going to party chat, do all that, play a bunch of games. He's going to eventually swap hard drives out to see if the system's faster with an SSD or a hybrid, or if you can just keep the regular hard drive in there. Mm-hmm. And so their review won't go up right away. Like, he'll try to get it out quick, but he's not going to rush it, which makes total sense because it's a big thing. I just think it's weird that some places already have PS4 reviews. And I went to the Polygon's page to see how big it was, and it's like, it's pretty big, but when I read the stuff, like, I start skimming through it, I'm like, you really could have spent, like, more time. I felt like you didn't get to use it, you know, when everybody else is on the network. But, whatever. If they felt like they wanted to put it out, then so be it.
But maybe it's a review in progress.
No, it full on 7.5 from Polygon. But whatever.
That just seems like they got the console in the office and they hooked it up and they were like, hey, console's pretty cool. We didn't really do anything on it.
They're like, it's good. Game's good. If you want it, it's good. But I just felt like that's kind of weird because you didn't, it's like, how much could you have done when not everything's fully up and you haven't spent enough time with it? But it's not like you play a game, you get a game, it's like, oh, I got Skyrim. I played 5 hours of it. It's totally fine. It's like, it's good enough. I mean, I can understand if...
It's okay game.
If you play, like, 3/4 of a game and you review it like that, it's like, okay, that's fine. You played a majority of it, especially if you're on a time crunch. It's like, oh, I don't have enough time to finish this, but I played enough to give it objective, especially if it's not, like, a story-heavy game. You're like, okay, well, I think I can review this objectively if I only played 3/4 of it. But...
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, IGN released a bunch of reviews for their games, and I know Killzone's been doing well. And then I looked on Metacritic, Killzone's doing well, and everybody's loving Flower on there. Resogun's doing extremely well too. I believe Knack is kind of a mixed bag, where some people really like the platforming, some people say the puzzles get a little repetitive. And that the story kind of falls apart. I know IGN didn't like the story. I'm interested to get it. I know I saw one review that said, I hope they make a Knack 2 because I'm excited about the potential of the game. And I've seen that happen on a lot of games before where the first one has some great ideas, but perhaps doesn't fully realize them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see, like, I want to see them do a second one because I want to see them, like, fix the issues they had, but expand upon this idea, which I think is actually a really good thing to say about a game that might not be that great. That's just good or okay. Instead of just saying, you know, the game's bad because of these technical issues, it's like they had these great ideas. I just hope they get to do another one so they can expand upon it because they didn't do as much as we were hoping for.
Yeah,
I'll probably get it at some point still. To see, I don't think I'll get it at launch, but some point down the line. But I'm definitely looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to Assassin's Creed.
But, it's so fun, but it keeps freezing my PS3. I actually don't know if it's the game or if it's just my console. But
yeah.
It keeps happening, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, my cousin has problems updating this. Anytime he has to update firmware, he has issues. I still say it's his internet. Like, I wish he can, when he gets installed, like, you can delete the firmware, and then mm-hmm. he can plug it into my network at home and try to download. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to tomorrow, going to the midnight launch at my local GameStop. But I like it. What they're doing is that you go in tomorrow after 6, and you get a ticket. You either pay off your console if you haven't already, or if you did, you go back in and they issue another receipt with a number. So
yeah.
That way they can just set everything aside and be like, okay, number one, here's all your stuff. Number two, here's all your stuff. That way I don't have to wait in line at the store, you know, for an hour before it opens. So I can just go there at 11:55 and be like, okay, good to go.
Yeah.
So I
wonder if they did that. Because when I was there, they used to do the, you go and you pay off your pre-order or whatever, and then you get the receipt, and then you get back in line, and then at midnight you get your game. But I wonder if they started that number system, because that freaking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, well, I paid for it, and I paid for it now. Can I just get it at midnight? I'm like, no, I have to wait in line. Sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. They say they did this because they want to go a lot faster, and it's like, yeah, if you have everything set aside, like, here's number one, number two. Especially when people are getting all the games, they have them all sorted. So hopefully it'll go
nice. People picking up consoles and every game that the console's coming out with, I'm sure it's going to take forever. Ah, I got shot.
Yeah, because it was annoying, like, when PS3 came out and you got, like, everybody lining up outside the stores 3 days beforehand. It's like, oh, well, if you don't get there that 3 days before, it's like, you're out of luck. You can't wait in line anymore. You know they're not going to have enough consoles. It's like, well, I'm not going to wait now because you're not the first one.
Right.
But, yeah, so definitely look forward to that. That'll be fun. I'll probably just get home, install it. Ooh, I saw that right when you put in the disk, it instantly starts installing the game data without
Whether you
you
start up the game or not.
Yeah, it just once you put it in, it automatically starts doing it. You don't have to hit confirm or start. I'm sure there's an option to turn that feature off. That way, in case you're
Yeah,
low
but
on
for
hard drive
games,
space.
they're all gonna have like installs, so.
Yeah, but I mean, turn it off where if you have only 407, you have like 20 gigs left, and you don't
Oh,
want it to
yeah.
take it to last, you can turn off that feature. So it's like, okay, I don't want it to install because I don't have enough room. I want to delete some stuff first. But I was looking at a article online, and some guy was saying how long it takes him. It took him from installing the firmware to going to install a couple games to when he can start playing them. And I was like, the longest part of it was downloading the firmware, installing the firmware, and rebooting. So it was like 6 minutes. But then to be able to go from disk insertion to playing the game, it varied between, I believe, like 6 or 7 titles, from like anywhere from like 30 seconds to 45 seconds to 29 seconds to 19 to 32. Like, not that long at all. It just instantly starts
Yeah.
going. And
That's
so that's
pretty
pretty
cool.
cool. And I'm hoping IGN has a pretty quick review on performance of putting in hybrid and SSD drives into the PS4, because that's something I want to upgrade the hard drive, but I'm not going to upgrade the hard drive right away. Like, I was originally going to buy a terabyte hybrid because it was like $100. But I think I'm going to wait until they find out if the console can optimize on the hybrid or an SSD and how quickly it works. Because right now on the PS3, it's like there are games that when you have digitally, it's like, yeah, they'll, like, I'm sure GTA digitally would run a lot better off an SSD, just like FF14 runs a lot better on SSD. But
Yeah.
if the PS4 can handle stuff just fine and it's super fast and it doesn't really change performance, then there'd be no point to do that. Like, I'm super tempted to get an SSD for my PS3 and delete all my stuff and just re-download Final Fantasy and reinstall it just so I can load up Fates super fast and you don't have to worry about any of those problems. But I don't know if I will. Man, I did a Garuda the other day. That fight's so ridiculous. It's like, it's not that it's bad. Like, I was playing with three people or two people I knew, and then one person from the Duty Finder. Unlike Titan, where Titan is a lot of fun because it's like Titan is Dark Souls to me, where we've talked before, where everything go fine, and then just one slip and you're dead because you got hit by the AoE. It's like, okay, that's fun and funny. It's like you didn't lose because he took your HP all the way down, where it's just you slipped up. It's like, okay, that's fine. Instantly
He just
start.
knocked your ass off the thing because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, but Garuda, it's like, if you don't save those rocks, then you're fucked once she does her limit. It's like, it doesn't matter how good you are at surviving and healing and everything. It's like, if those rocks get destroyed, you're fucked. So once you get to that point, like, I instantly know, I'm like, okay, well, things are too low. We're not going to live. And it's like, two people die, and okay, it's just the white mage and tank. No, you're not coming back from that. But that was like the most annoying part. And then the first time we did it, it was me, another dragoon, our friend was tanking on his marauder, and then our white mage friend. And the dragoon wasn't doing Doomspike initially. Like, when she summons the shards, they're right in front of her. So I'd do that line AoE to do mass damage. And then I'd follow the biggest group and I'd do that, and he wasn't doing it right away. And then he finally started doing the end, but we still couldn't live past the her limit because the third wave would always just, or the rocks would just be too destroyed by then. We're like, okay, we just had to keep restarting after that point. It's like, we're not gonna live through this. We're not gonna live through this. Left that guy because he had to get going. He's like, okay, I gotta go. I'm like, whatever. Redid it to where my friend went from being Marauder to going to being a Pugilist, I believe, because he says he's not that great at tanking, and he's like, oh, maybe we'll get a better tank. So then we get a Paladin, and it's us when we go in, but he wasn't doing that well at tanking, And then we still couldn't get past the limit break part because the rocks would be too destroyed, or there'd just be not enough of us survived. Or we got pretty close the first run we did. But she killed everybody when she goes outside that twister, the eye of the storm, and then just does her move that you can't dodge. And then we gave him a third time into Duty Finder. He went back to Marauder and was tanking. And then we got a Summoner as the other DD, which actually was a lot better. Because then, one, we were down one melee DPS, so we didn't have to worry about her little AoE move that she does, that spin attack.
Yeah.
Which I kept trying to dodge. So what I do is I'd run up and hit my, you know, whatever my move was, and then I'd run away until my cooldown, and then I'd run back because I can at least dodge those sometimes, so we didn't have to worry about the healer trying to heal me all the time. And then she would use whatever move that is that summoners get, where suddenly she does like a massive amounts of damage to small group of enemies, so we were able to kill the shards really quick. And it was really nice, because then like at one point I died, and then they raise me, but I raise up after she does her second her seventh big move, and then as she's coming up, I don't have enough TP to kill the shards that she summons, so I can't kill them fast enough. And it's like, and then that third wave, just because it spawns out, they all spawn apart from each other, and that's the worst. And then you have to chase them down, and then hopefully get them. It's just, I hated that part. It's like, you can't do that initial damage. It's like, they're so spread. It's like, ugh.
That's why I really like doing that fight on Bard, because it's like, as soon as she summons them, Bard has two like really massive AoE skills that you can just spam like right back to back. So it's like, having a Bard in your Garuda party is so nice, because you can take like a quarter to half of their health before they even get to the rocks.
Nice. Yeah.
That's really fun.
We eventually got it, and it was like, it was fun. It was just like, we decided to do it pretty late, and because we spent, you know, two, not full runs, but two attempts, and then the third, it's like time was just running out. It's like, all right. But,
yeah.
Now I just got to do catch up on all the story missions and side quests and level up, and then I got to do whatever that dungeon crawl is that I'm on, and then whatever the next story mission is. But I just haven't been on that much recently. I've been playing a lot of Civ 5, so I've been having a lot of maintenance lately too. So
yeah, but I stopped playing for like 2 weeks because I got sick, and I just couldn't focus enough to get what I needed done. Yeah. So I just stopped playing for a while.
Yeah, I'm wondering how much I'm actually gonna play after the PS4 comes out, since I don't have a second TV in my living room yet. Unless I can get a an HDMI converter to be able to display my PS3 on my iMac, I don't think I'll be playing that much of a FF.
You might be able to just get a regular VGA cable. Get up to that. I don't know if it's the same hookup as like with the regular computer, but you can. You just need a VGA cable for the console to hook it up to a monitor.
Yeah, they don't have those in the back of iMacs though.
Oh, okay.
The converter I need is like a Belkin, and I believe it's HDMI to Lightning Bolt, or Thunderbolt rather. And I have two Thunderbolt ports, but I got my new Blackmagic Intensity Pro Capture card came in the other day, and I hooked that up, and I was checking it out, and you get some nice quality in the thing, but I can record uncompressed, so it just, it'll start eating up the hard drive space.
Yeah.
The issue is since PS4 won't support HDMI capture at launch until they patch in to get patched to HDCP, I won't be able to use it there unless I bought a HDMI switch, which is supposed to have HDCP pass-through, so it'll work. And I went to set it up yesterday, but I realized when I went to bed that I was doing it wrong, because when I hooked it up through the composite on my PS3 the normal way you're supposed to, I got it working fine. But there's like the way the PS3 operated in the program you use, you have to do like this crazy setup where I have to open up the program and then go into the settings for the device, change it to read NTSC and not a resolution, and then switch from HDMI on my TV to composite, because that's what's hooking up into the Blackmagic and translating out to HDMI. So I have to change the signal to go to composite, then it'll show up in the program. And then I can see the game on my computer, and I choose the resolution. I choose like 720p. And then once I choose that, I have to change the settings in the program and the device to display at 720p, and then go back, and then it'll start working. But unfortunately, it won't, when it's doing that, it'll only display when the program is open on the TV, which I want to get an actual HDMI splitter. I'll get later, because right now I just have a switch. I was hoping to be a splitter, but it's not. It's just a switch. But I'm going to have it to where I just have it going from my PS4 to the TV, and then out the other part of the splitter to my capture device. That way I'm not reliant on that to be on and the program to be open in order to display. I can just go to HDMI 1 or just keep it on there and then boot up the program when I want to capture. But yeah, that'll be interesting. And I like the device. I recorded some Journey. I felt like there's a little bit of latency for some for a bit. I don't know if that was just my mind playing tricks on me or part of the setup. I didn't have much time to test it out, but it seemed like I had a quicker response on the on my iMac as far as latency from like making your character make their noise or whatever and showing up on the screen versus when it was showing up on the TV. But I couldn't tell if that was just my mind playing tricks on me or because I hadn't played Journey in a while and I was trying to remember all the buttons. But I want to put in a game like Last of Us or Uncharted and see how much of a delay there is, if there is, or if it's just me being crazy. But other than that, the quality is really good, and I like that. And it automatically just saves in a .mov when it's uncompressed, which is awesome. And I just got to learn the program now, since I didn't spend much time.
So you don't have to do any like converting or anything before you actually can work with the video file?
I believe I can edit it in the program. I haven't actually, let's see here. I believe that, Blackmagic hardware cannot be found on your system. Did I unplug it? Let's try it over there. I just must unplug it. But, yeah, I believe I can edit in there. And if I can't, I can still export it and use iMovie. I mean, if I do anything extensive, I'll still use iMovie. It's just at least the initial data I have is a higher bit rate than what I was capturing with my Hopage HDPVR. Mm-hmm. That was only like, I can do 15 megabits per second of data, whereas the Blackmagic is 60. So it's the highest capture device one, and I could do it uncompressed. So the initial, there's no compression in the beginning, and then when I put it into iMovie, there'll be compression, probably. And then when I export it from iMovie, there'll be additional compression. So at least I don't have to worry about it being compressed when it records, being compressed when it's exported, and then compressed imported again. Because that was a problem I had with the one where I was already recording a low bitrate, and it was mostly visible on Battlefield. Like, anytime I had any Battlefield 3 clips, I could tell that the bitrate was just way low because of the way the game, the video footage looked. Like, it wasn't crazy bad, but I could tell.
Yeah.
And so it was bothering me. But, yeah, so I'll look forward to using that. I'm hoping they get out that HDCP bypass firmware quickly, and I saw they're going to be adding, they did say they're working on CD support and MP3 support, and they're laughing because they're saying how, you know, and it's exactly what I figured, where they didn't put it in the initial firmware package because they're focused on the games. So like, okay, let's, because unlike PS4 where they announced it and it comes out a year later, this was announced this year and then comes out this year. So they couldn't get their firmware to the manufacturer in time for production because they're too busy working out kinks and making sure everything's going, which makes total sense to me. That's why both Xbox One and PS4 need a day one patch. But they leave stuff out that they figure isn't that important in the beginning. Like they said, we didn't focus on the MP3 playback or the CE playback because we felt no one really used these. And so we will be adding them, but we just didn't put that in with the initial package, which I thought that's totally acceptable. I just hope HDCP is handled quickly because I want to, I'm glad there's it records on its own, but I want to record more than 15 minutes and I want to do, you know, compilations. I don't want to have to just edit one clip.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's quick, but
they haven't given a time frame on it yet.
No, there's no real time frame. I'm sure that'll be part of the MP3 playback, and there's no doubt that they have like a lot of people working on it now. I'm sure they're gonna wait until after it launches to make sure the network's good and they get all that stuff fixed, because that'll be probably the biggest thing on their mind is how everything functions post launch. I know that would be for me if I was working on anything. But yeah, and I saw another video from the event that they went to, the review event, and they were looking at more footage from Dying Light, that zombie game from Techland, and the more I see that game, the more fun it looks, especially because it's just got that parkour element to it, and just, I really like Dead Island, so that game looks really fun. But, yeah, I guess I'll do it for news. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. I'll just browse some, news articles on my phone while we keep on talking. So you said you haven't been playing much because you were sick recently, so you haven't been doing a whole lot of gaming?
Yeah, well, my cat got sick, like really, really sick, and so I was kind of taking care of her, and then, like, a couple days later, I caught, like, a head cold, and my head was just, like, fuzzy and horrible and terrible, and so I didn't play much of anything. I played a little bit of Assassin's Creed, but I was like, running into walls and stuff because I couldn't focus, so I just had to stop playing everything for, like, a week. And it's been kind of depressing on 14, because I'm, like, on my server by myself. It's like, I just want to, like, transfer servers, but they won't let me.
That should be happening soon, though, right?
I don't think they've said, but I think they said it wasn't going to be too long after the initial server transfers, but it's already been, like a month-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just hope it's soon, because probably tomorrow I'm going to roll just a random throwaway character on Leviathan, because I know a lot of people that are playing on there and I just want to chat with people, but there's no way I can just like ditch my other character because she has a hell of a lot of work on her. I'm more than halfway through my relic, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I see Reddit all the time. It's just people posting like, oh, look at my Alagon wand or my Alagon body or my Alagon this. And there's other people saying, look at my AF2, my AF this, my AF that. And people get mad going, why are you calling it AF? Why do you got to bring FF11 terms into this? But I know Sony's supposed to announce the future of like 2014's look at what's coming out on PS3 and PS4 tomorrow as well. So I'm really looking forward to whatever they announce then. Hopefully it'll be some more games announced. But let's see here. I know Kotaku had an article saying that Sony promises there won't be a PS4 game drought. Let's see. But it was Adam Boys that says that more games are coming in the next few months. The company just hasn't given us dates. Boys, he's in charge of obviously working with third-party publishers and developers to get their games on the PlayStation consoles. Of course, there's a lot of indie stuff and free-to-play games, which I'm looking forward to. But man, the more I hear about Infamous Second Son, the more excited I get to. Everybody seems to love that game from what they've seen. And then it looks gorgeous. But
Never played the Infamous games. Okay, it was just part of the lots of games are coming out and I don't have any money era.
I think when the first one came out, like
Nope.
the only thing that came out around it was that one game, the copycat
Prototype.
prototype. There we go. Yep. See, prototype. I mean, it's even a generic name. But yeah, that came out like around the same time.
I didn't have my
But
PS3 then, though. I didn't
oh.
have it till what was the game that came out of the just come out? Prince of Persia was when I got my PS3. And even then, it was like months after that had come out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, secret word. What is should secret word be this week?
Can I
We
just be
just
um?
no, we just do Isley is dead because we did Zai is dead that one week, I think. Now we I don't know. Greatness awaits. No.
What about shit? What's the name of my ship? The Jackdaw. Make it Jackdaw.
The Jackdaw. How does he spell
I'm
that?
reading it right now.
Because I don't want to be some crazy, pirate spelling. I don't know what that means. Like, it's got some letters with skulls and crossbones.
Wingdings.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a
Oh,
square,
I just
triangles.
smacked my elbow.
Oh, okay, so it's one word. Jackdaw.
Yeah.
Just like
Like a bird or
I
something?
figured
I
it's
don't know.
spelt just like I figured it would be. So Jackdaw's from Assassin's Creed, Jackdaw, one word, Jackdaw.
Nope, separated.
Man, I can't wait. So many, like, I always see all the time, like, people go, oh, what's, like, the fate of Desmond Miles? And it's like, how you can find out what happened to him by when you're playing as the Abstergo employee. And it's like, I want to find this stuff out when I play the game. It's been out for 2 fucking weeks. I haven't even played it yet. It's so annoying. Like Battlefield, I can wait because I don't care. It's like I'm not gonna play that on the lesser version. But like with Assassin's Creed, it's almost like, aside from draw distance, the game still looks really good and plays really well. I mean, Assassin's Creed 3 played really well, and that was using the same engine. But I definitely can't
It's
wait to
fun.
play that
There's
game.
so much to do. Like,
Oh, it's not
it's a
exciting.
little bit depressing when you open up the ocean map and it's just like all these little icons everywhere. I'm just
It's like Assassin's Creed, or it's like a Far Cry. It's gonna be awesome. I hope there's a Far Cry
shit
4 that
to
comes out super quick. I don't want to wait forever for Far Cry 4. Just give it to me, summer 2014.
do.
But yeah. So secret word Jackdaw, and I will be, like I said last episode, we're not going to do the drawing for October. Instead, we're going to roll the October, November, December gift card giveaways into a game giveaway. And now that Amazon has this convert to code feature, I can give away any game. Although, I will probably see this. The dilemma I had last week was I figured, oh, I'll give away a game. And you choose the console if it's cross-platform, like Assassin's Creed 4. You choose PS3 or PS4 or Battlefield. But a game like Killzone or Knack or Resogun, stuff like that, those will have to be for that console. So maybe I'll just choose one at random, or maybe I'll have a poll up on the website. But that way we can do a proper giveaway and everybody can spend their points. So that way this secret word is still worth it to you, so you're getting points for to use to buy tickets each day into the drawing, and that'll be exciting. So, because I think that's what we're going to move on from now. Instead of doing gift cards, we're just going to give away games. So it'll be
Boo.
4 games a year because it'll be a game every 3 months. That's all we're in since they figured they're $60 It'll be a few bucks more, obviously, but hopefully there'll be some kind of cool Amazon deal. But yeah.
Amazon sales.
That's right. Give us some sales.
Or like the lightning deals that they do during the holidays. Heck yeah.
Yeah, I keep seeing stuff about like Target does a buy two, get one free deal for games that are similar program. Yeah. I think, was it Walmart's Black Friday promo got leaked? I didn't get a look at it, but I kept seeing news about it. But yeah, so that'll do it for this week. So thank you, Zaya.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully next week we'll have Isley. And I don't know who's reviewing what. I need to go on the site and find out who's reviewing what games on the PS4. See if there's any open slots. Maybe I can review one, do a video review again like I did for Darkness 2. That was the last game I reviewed.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
And I think before that I did Bulletstorm. But, yeah, Darkness 2, that was a ways back. But I'll have to do another video review, whatever I do. I'll just look at the list and find out what there is. But anyways, thank you all for listening. Hope we will see you all next week.
Bye!
Later.